Hey friends, you know what? I have an idea. I think we need to start out with a little game of trivia. I hope you know your numbers, because to answer each question correctly, you have to answer with an exact correct number. They'll start easy, they'll get harder. All right, first one's super easy. I think you're gonna be good. 2 + 2, what is it? Yeah, of course, yeah, it's 4. Yeah, for sure. Next one, what is one number, the only number that is both even and prime? Okay, so think back to probably like your middle school days, you probably learned this. Got it? Got it? Answer in your head? All right, great. 2. Who got it right? Yeah, I didn't. I'm horrible at this. Next, 50 times 15. You can do this, mental math. I believe in you. All right, what is it? 750. All right, that was like a little bit harder. Okay, next one, you're gonna have to do some conversion. No Google, okay? Cups in a gallon. How many cups are in a gallon? Yep, got it? Got a number? 16. Yeah, next. Ooh, I don't know about this one. How many prime numbers are between 1 and 100? Anyone out there know your prime numbers? 25. 65 squared. Who knows that? There's someone out there that knows that, and you're smart and you're gonna rule the world someday. That's correct. The answer is 4,225. Okay, one more, let's do one more. How many meters are in a mile? There are probably some of you who live in a part of the world where this is very, very easy for you to do, but the answer is 1,609.344 meters. Okay, yeah, so that was a silly game, but I'm guessing at some point you might have just had a moment where you're like, you know what? I don't wanna play this anymore. I'm not even gonna try to do math and figure out the answer. It was either too difficult without a Google search, or I don't know, you just hate math like I do. Okay, I imagine you were like, what is the point of trying this anyway? Have you ever felt that way before? Maybe you thought you would be awesome at a skill, and then you weren't. It was so frustrating in the early stages of learning that you thought it wasn't even worth trying. For instance, as a teenager, I thought that I was going to be so great at driving. Didn't look that difficult. I mean, sure, it's a 2-ton machine driving at high speeds in close proximity to even heavier vehicles moving at even higher speeds. But I was like, you know what? This is going to be fine. Then on my first day of driving school, I hit the curb trying to make a right turn. Later, I confused the gas pedal for the brake and scared myself and the driving instructor. And you know, after a couple of mistakes, I just turned to him and I was like, you know what? No, I'm done. Yeah, I'll just ride my bike everywhere. It's totally fine. Maybe driving just isn't for me. But my instructor told me something I needed to hear. Mistakes are part of learning. Don't quit because of them. Use them to get better. It wasn't easy, but I got back in the driver's seat, tried again, and eventually passed my driving test. You know, whether it's driving, trying a new hobby, or just doing our math homework, we've all been there. We've experienced what it's like to want to give up because something is too difficult, too scary, or even just too tiring. Maybe for you, it's practicing free throws. You've been at it for hours, but every time the ball misses the hoop, you feel more and more frustrated. You think, what's the point? I'm never gonna get this. Or maybe it's a friendship. You've tried to make new friends, but every interaction feels awkward and you haven't really clicked with anyone. You start to wonder if it's even worth trying to make friends and if you'd be better off alone. Or maybe it's making wise choices. You told yourself you'd stop talking behind people's backs or you'd start being more honest, but you messed up again. Now it feels like there's no point in trying anymore. We've all had those moments, right? When staying down or giving up feels better than getting back up. And in those moments, it's tempting to believe that failure is final and there's literally no point in keeping at it. Okay, sure, that's all fine, but truth is, mistakes are an unavoidable part of life. I mean, unless, of course, you never want to try anything new, never interact with humans or pets for that matter, or never do well, like anything, which at least to me, kind of feels like the worst thing ever. So since we're bound to make mistakes at some point, I guess we better figure out how to move forward in spite of them. How can we make sure that making the mistake or falling down isn't the end of our story? That is a great question. And there's one word that can help us answer it. Resilience. That's what this whole essential series is about. You might have heard that word before, resilience, and have an idea what it means. For this series, we're using this definition for resilience: getting back up when you fall and letting those challenges make you stronger. More often than not, when we talk about overcoming challenges, we're talking about overcoming difficult circumstances that, you know, maybe we didn't choose, like getting over a heartbreak, healing relationships after complicated family situations, or surviving through a crisis. But what might it look like for us to be resilient after we experience a failure of some sort? There's actually this verse in the book of Proverbs I think can help us understand resilience. So Proverbs is a book of wisdom. Some written with stories and metaphors, others just wise principles and phrases that can help us understand what it looks like to make wise choices as we try to follow God. Most of the content in Proverbs is attributed to one of the wisest people that ever lived. His name is King Solomon, and he wrote the verse we're focusing on today. Check this out from Proverbs 24. The godly may trip 7 times, but they will get up again. But one disaster is enough to overthrow the wicked. Okay, now, if you're like me, you were a little thrown off by the word wicked, right? Like, I mean, that's kind of intense. But let me explain something. So sometimes in Proverbs, the writers refer to wicked like evil, like you or I might just have imagined. But sometimes they use wicked to refer to someone who just chose an unwise or ungodly way of life. In other words, a wicked person was someone who didn't make wise decisions and because of that, often experienced harm. So according to Proverbs 24:16, it seems like the godly person will try again after failure while the unwise person will not. They will not get back up after difficult circumstances or failure. Maybe they won't even try. Another thing to notice is even people who are trying to do the right thing, who are living for God, will fall down at some point. Check this out. It doesn't say they might trip or could mess up. It says they will. But here's the difference. They don't stay down. They get back up every single time. But like, let's be real. That's not easy to do. When we fall, it's easy to feel like it's over. Like, why even bother trying to get up again? You're just gonna mess up. Maybe you have been there. You don't want to keep practicing basketball because you didn't get a spot on the team. Should you even try out again next year? You studied so hard on your math test and still you didn't get the grade you wanted. So what's the point of even studying? Or maybe some of you tried to start a YouTube channel a few months ago and your only follower is still your mom. Should you even keep creating? Well, here's the thing. When it comes to things like math tests, we don't really have an option. We have to keep taking tests as long as we're in school. But when it comes to skills and hobbies, it's okay to discover that maybe you want to stop pursuing one passion in order to try another. The goal is to not give up trying altogether. Keep trying to learn. Keep trying to grow. Keep trying to find your passions and skills. But if we're all honest, we sometimes face the same struggle to get back up after failure when it comes to our faith. We've already lied, so we feel like our only option is just to keep lying to cover up the first one. We've already made so many foolish, unwise choices that other people view us as foolish and unwise. So like, what's the point of trying to make different choices? Maybe that's just who we are. We've tried to pray or read the Bible, but we keep getting distracted or falling asleep. We wonder if maybe we just aren't spiritual enough or disciplined enough to form a good habit. So how do we get back up? When it seems pointless and all hope feels lost, why should we try again? Well, here's why you can. Because of Jesus. Because Jesus was human. He experienced what it was like to be tempted, frustrated, angry, tired, hungry, betrayed, and sad. His life proves that we can talk to him about what's happening and how we're feeling. We can trust that he understands. We can trust him with our fears and frustrations as we try again after failure. Because of Jesus' death and resurrection, we can trust that he loves us no matter what. He was willing to die to prove his love for us. We can trust that nothing can separate us from his love. His resurrection proves that he has power over sin and death. We can trust him to strengthen us and help us overcome our weaknesses. We also have the Holy Spirit at work within us, helping us grow after we fail. Jesus gives us strength to keep going. And look, he doesn't expect us to figure it all out on our own. He's with us, helping us get back up and try again. So, if you've been feeling like you can't try anymore, whether it's a friendship or a goal you're working on or making wise choices, know this, you can try again. Not because you're perfect, but because Jesus is with you. So what does it look like for us to try again? Okay, well, let's take it step by step. First, name what's difficult. Think about where you feel stuck or frustrated today. Maybe it's something that feels impossible, like fixing a broken friendship, or maybe a goal you just can't seem to reach. It could even be a mistake you've made that feels too big to come back from. Be real about what's in your way. Sometimes just admitting it can be a huge step forward. Second, name why it matters. Like, why should we even care about trying again? Giving up might feel easier, but it won't get you where you want to go. Trying again helps you grow stronger, and it builds character, and it prepares you for bigger challenges down the road. It's not just about the result. It's about the person you're becoming and the journey you take to get there. Third, name what you have. You know, you already have a whole lot that can help you. Maybe you have a mentor or teacher or small group leader who can guide you, family who can cheer you on, or even a verse you read in the Bible about how God is with you every step of the way. You're not in this alone. Finally, name your next step. This is where you take action. What's one small thing you can do today to move forward? If it's a goal, commit to working towards it for 10 more minutes. If it's a friendship, reach out with a kind text. If it's about making wise choices, ask someone you admire for advice. Start small, but start now. Small steps can lead to big changes. Just focus on the next right thing. You know what? Let's go back to Proverbs 24:16. The godly may trip seven times, but they will get up again. But one disaster is enough to overthrow the wicked. Here's what this verse can remind us. Failing isn't what defines you. Getting back up does. People who follow Jesus aren't perfect. They make mistakes. They mess up. But following Jesus changes everything because he's with us, strengthening us as we try again. We can grow in resilience. And here's the best part. You're not doing this alone. Jesus is with you every step of the way, giving you grace when you fall and giving you courage to get back up. When you choose to get back up, you're not just being resilient. You're showing the people around you what God can do through someone who refuses to give up. Can you imagine how the world would be different if everyone believed they could try again? Can you imagine how families would experience healing if people were willing to try again to mend relationships, rebuild trust, and get better at communication? Can you imagine how your school would be different if every student knew they could try again after they messed up, failed a test, or hurt a friend? Grades would be better. Friendships would be better. Can you imagine how our communities and world would be different if we believed we could try again to work towards peace, justice, and healing? It could be amazing. So when you head to small groups, think about this. How would your life be different if you believed you could try again?